Lamentations 3:40, let us search and try our ways and turn again to the Lord. I'm going to pray from 1 Peter 5:10 through 11, which is going to be eventually run up in our Bible studies. Our Father, God of all grace, who hath called us unto your eternal glory by Christ Jesus, though we suffer a while, make us perfect, establish us, strengthen us, and settle us. For to you be glory and dominion forever and ever. Our song of praise is 106, which is in the back of the Psalm 119 book today. Sometimes we put them in a bulletin if they're not there, but the rest of them will be there. Psalm 106, it is the second in Roman numeral 2 at the very top of the page. Psalm 106 is a short little psalm, so give it your best. We know the tune and the words aren't long. Psalm 106.
O Yahweh, our God of faith, gather from among the heathen, that ye thy holy name may praise in a triumphant song. The God of Israel blessed be, Yahweh to all eternity. Let all the people say amen. Praise to the Lord, hallelujah.
Amen. Very nice and short. We're going to part 19 of Psalm 119, so go to the beginning of the same book and go back to the 19th page, which is part 19, Psalm 119. The Hebrew letter is Kaf. It corresponds to our letter K in the English, so we will accordingly sing it to King's Fold, which is a K tune. So this is the 19th letter of the Hebrew alphabet. It encompasses the verses 145 through 152 from Psalm 119. And so it is a major section. We give a hum for King's Fold. Tune, Emma led us in the wrong direction. This is part 19, part 18, next page. There
the watches of the night. After thy loving kindness hear, my voice that calls on thee. According to thy judgment, Lord, revive and quicken me. Who follow mischief, they draw nigh, they from thy law are far. But thou art near, Lord, most firm truth, all thy commandments are. As for thy testimonies all, of old this have I tried, that thou hast surely founded them forever to abide.
Amen. That's a very good meditative consideration, I think. You know, starting a psalm with telling the Lord that with your whole heart you've cried, asking Him to hear, so that you can obey His word is always a good way to start out dealing with God. No doubt about that. If you go to the bulletin I gave everybody, it's Psalm 1, or Christian actually gave you, Psalm 102. And we're just going to sing the first line. We've been splitting up the psalms because I think it helps us consider what we're thinking about, and then we can go back to connect it later. And so this will be the last time we sing the tune to Evan. We've done it 3 weeks in a row because Psalm 102 is a long psalm. So Psalm 102, and this is to the tune of Evan, which we usually sing Psalm 2 to.
Yahweh's most holy name, and publish in Jerusalem the praises of the same. When as the people gather shall in troops with one accord, when kingdom shall assemble be to serve the highest Lord. My wanted strength and force He hath dabbled in the way, and He my days hath shortened it, thus therefore did I say. My God, in mid-time of my days, take thou me not away. From age to age eternally, thy years endure and stay.
Amen. I look forward to seeing the day when there are God's people gathered in troops to serve Him with one accord. I think I'm looking forward to that. Let's take our King James Bibles and go to Book of Numbers for our Old Testament reading. We really need to get some Bibles for those who are in need of them.
Thank you.
We are in Numbers 11. We're going to read the whole of the chapter. Responsibly, and then we have a short reading that's going to come from Luke after that, Luke 21, 1 through 4, which is pretty short, so don't worry, we'll get a little break, I guess. Long in the Old Testament, short in the New Testament, sometimes it goes the other way around. Numbers chapter 11, we're going to read about God sending quail and sending fire and the mixed multitude, and so let's read with understanding together. Numbers chapter 11, verse 1. When the people complained, it displeased the Lord, and the Lord heard it, and His anger was kindled, and the fire of the Lord burnt among them. and consumed them that were in the uttermost parts of the camp.
And the people cried unto Moses, and when Moses prayed unto the Lord, the fire was quenched.
And he called the name of the place Taberah, because the fire of the Lord burnt there among them.
And the mixed multitude that was among them fell a-lusting, and the children of Israel also wept again, and said, Who shall give us flesh to eat?
We remember the fish which we did eat in Egypt freely, the cucumbers, and the melons, and the leeks, and the onions, and the garlic.
But now our soul is dried away, there is nothing at all besides this manna before our eyes.
And the manna was as coriander seed, and the color thereof was as the color of bdellium.
And the people went about and gathered it, and ground it in mills, and beat it in a mortar, and baked it in pans, and made cakes of it, and the taste of it was the taste of fresh oil.
And when the dew fell upon the camp in the night, the manna fell upon it.
Then Moses heard the people weep throughout their families, every man in the door of his tent, and the anger of the Lord was kindled greatly. Moses also was displeased.
And Moses said unto the Lord, Wherefore hast thou afflicted thy servant? Wherefore have I not found favor in thy sight, that thou layest the burden of all this people upon me?
Have I conceived all this people? Have I begotten them, that thou shouldest say unto me, Carry them in thy bosom, as a nursing father beareth a sucking child, unto land which thou swearest unto their fathers?
When should I have flesh to give unto all this people? For they weep unto me, saying, Give us flesh that we may eat.
I am not able to bear all this people alone, because it is too heavy for me.
And if thou deal thus with me, kill me, I pray thee, out of hand, if I have found favor in thy sight, and let me not see my wretchedness.
And the Lord said unto Moses, Gather unto me 70 men of the elders of Israel, whom thou knowest to be the elders of the people, and officers over them, and bring them unto the tabernacle of the congregation, that they may stand there with me.
And I will come down, and I will talk with thee there, and I will take of the Spirit which is upon thee, and I will put it upon them, and they shall bear the burden of the people with thee, that thou bear it not thyself alone.
And say thou unto the people, Sanctify yourselves against tomorrow, that ye shall eat flesh, for ye have wept in the ears of the Lord, saying, Who shall give us flesh to eat? For it was well with us in Egypt, therefore the Lord will give you flesh, and ye shall eat.
Ye shall not eat one day, nor 2 days, nor 5 days, neither 10 days, nor 20 days.
But even a whole month, until it come out of your nostrils, and be loathsome unto you, because that ye have despised the Lord which is among you, and have wept before him, saying, Why came we forth out of Egypt?
And Moses said, The people among whom I am are 600,000 footmen, and thou hast said, I will give them flesh, that they may eat a whole month.
Shall the flocks and the herds be slain for them to suffice them, or shall all the fish of the sea be gathered together for them to suffice them?
And the Lord said unto Moses, Is the Lord's hand waxed short, that thou shouldst see now whether my word shall come to pass unto thee or not?
And Moses went out and told the people the words of the Lord, and gathered the 70 men of the elders of the people, and set them round about the tabernacle.
And the Lord came down in a cloud, and he spake unto him, and took of the Spirit that was upon him, and he gave it unto the 70 elders. And it came to pass that when the Spirit rested upon them, they prophesied, and they did not cease.
But there remained two of the men in the camp. The name of the one was Eldad, and the name of the other Medad, and the Spirit rested upon them, and they were of them that were written, but went not out unto the tabernacle, and they prophesied in the camp.
And there ran a young man and told Moses, and said, Eldad and Medad do prophesy in the camp.
And Joshua, the son of Nun, the servant of Moses, one of his young men, answered and said, My lord Moses, forbid them.
And Moses said unto him, Enviest thou for my sake? Would God that all the Lord's people were prophets, and that the Lord would put his Spirit upon them.
And Moses gat him into the camp, he and the elders of Israel.
And there went forth a wind from the Lord, and brought quails from the sea, and let them fall by the camp. And it were a day's journey on this side, and as it were a day's journey on the other side, round about the camp, and as it were 2 cubits high upon the face of the earth.
And the people stood up all the day, and all the night, and all the next day, and they gathered the quails. He that gathered leaves gathered 10 omers, and they spread them all abroad for themselves round about the camp.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people. And the Lord smote the people with a very great plague.
And he called the name of that place Kibroth Hattaavah, because there they buried the people that lusted.
And the people journeyed from Kibroth Hattaavah unto Hazeroth, and abode at Hazeroth. Go to Luke chapter 21. Christian is going to read to us 1 through 4.
So we're reading from Luke chapter 21, verses 1 through 4. And Jesus looked up and saw the rich men casting their gifts into the treasury. And he saw also a certain poor widow casting in thither 2 mites. And he said, of a truth, I say unto you, that this poor widow has cast in more than they all. For all these have of their abundance cast in unto the offerings of God. But she of her penury has cast in all the living that she had.
Everybody can be seated. Move on to Bible study. You got our Old Testament lesson telling us about people who have much and complain. And then you have our New Testament lesson telling us about a woman who has little and is happy. Kind of interesting how it works out sometimes. Well, we're going to pick up in our study of 1 Peter. This will be the second part. From newborn babes to a holy nation is the focus and reflection of what we're going to be looking at and considering yet again. And so our focal text that we're going to be looking at has come from 2 through 10 of chapter 2. But what we're going to do is we're going to read the entirety of 2 today, and we're going to do that because as a focal text, because it contains what we're going to be reading, and then we won't have to do it twice as the method of exposition goes whenever we do a book study like this, and so it'll just help save some time. So if everybody has their Bible, they can turn to
on the very back, we have our Confession of Fellowship and Forgiveness of Sin written out. This is the one we use during the new moon. We're going to use that this month, maybe this week, probably. For anybody who's wondering where we're going, it's not specified. Just kind of getting everybody upped on it before we get everyone back together. Interesting. We're in part 2 of Romans 9. All about Israel. Flow very well with our First Peter study. Mm-hmm. Why don't we sing the second half of Psalm 102C from 25 down under the line, the break line. Whenever we get to time, that is. Have about 5 minutes for a little break, get a drink, use the restroom, whatever we gotta do. Catechistically go through Romans 9, which is something we've been doing here to teach the doctrines out of the book of Romans. We happen to get to the second part of Romans 2, or Romans, the book of Romans, which is usually divided in that way. For this is the word of promise: at this time will I come, and Sarah shall have a son.
And not only this, but when it says also, Rebecca had conceived, it was by one, even by our father Isaac.
These children being not yet born, neither having done any good or evil, show the purpose of God according to election.
That it might stand not of works, but of him that calleth.
For it was said unto her, the elder shall serve the younger.
As it is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated.
What is the question then?
Is there unrighteousness with God?
No, that never can be. For he saith to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion.
So then, it is not of them that will it, nor of them that run it, but of God that showeth mercy.
Amen. Well, that fits together pretty well, doesn't it, to today's sermon? Actually, fits very well to everything we've covered today in convocation. We're going to use on the back of the bulletin for our confession of fellowship and forgiveness of sin from 1 John. It's kind of a short version, so to speak. And sometimes we just do this in this way, and we'll say the whole thing together. And let me give an explanation here, just so we understand the use of it. Some churches use the idea of the absolution of sin, where they actually have the minister or somebody absolve sin. And that's a leftover from the Catholic Church for sure. And we don't believe that. And so 1 John teaches us of the confession of our fellowship, which is literally also the confession of our forgiveness of sin in Jesus Christ. So It's a prayer. It's more prayerfully stated, and then the remembering of the Ten Commandments, which we say every week, reminds us of our sins and shortcomings before God, and that we are all before Him, standing in on a level ground, forgiven. And so that's something to keep in mind, not just to become part of a redundancy of worship. If we say that we have fellowship with God and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let's read the Ten Commandments together and confess our sins.
Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. Thou shalt not take the name of Yahweh thy God in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of Yahweh thy God. Honor thy father and thy mother. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Thou shalt not covet.
We say that
we have fellowship, should not sin, but if we do sin, there is an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. He is the propitiation of our sins, and not for our sins only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Hereby we do know that we know Him, if we keep His words, that the truth be in us.
Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, would you thank you for another day of your grace and mercy, Lord. I thank you that your mercies are new every morning, and just give you praise and honor for the gospel, God, for the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Thank you for the Sabbath day, God, today, and thank you for a day of rest where we can not only convocate and think on you and think on your holy word and how to be better Christians, God, but we can also have physical rest from our labors throughout the week. And Lord, this upcoming week, I pray that you bless each and every one here and their work endeavors and decisions that need to be made. I just ask that you give wisdom to each and every one of us and all there is that we need in all areas of life, God. And Lord, as this new moon is coming up, we thank you for that. Thank you for your holy calendar, God. Pray that you bless all the fellowship that's going to be going on, bless all the traveling that's going to be going on, keep everyone attentive and alert as they travel, and just let there be an awesome time of fellowship and an awesome time of convocation as well, too. And let our lips be a pleasing aroma to you. And I pray that you give us guidance and wisdom as to maybe some goals that we should set forward with these new moon meetings and maybe bring ideas to mind, God. And God, thank you for this food that we're about to eat, this fruit of the earth. I ask that you bless it. And just thank you so much for everything that you give us, God. I ask these things in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.